ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guineans are being warned that they face a tough year ahead after the PNG government handed down its budget for 2020 last week. Now, among the major changes, free education is out. Parents will now need to pay half of their children's school fees. Meanwhile, the country's opposition says that the government's decision to accept a loan worth $440 million from Australia is a backward step, as Evan Wasuka reports.
There's been plenty of attention on Papua New Guinea's 2020 budget, especially with the inclusion of a $440 million Australian dollar loan from Canberra. Paul Barker is the Executive Director of the Institute of National Affairs.
We understand from the Secretary for Treasury that it's around the 2.5% interest rate, but in terms of the duration, when it has to be repaid, I've not seen the details. I'm not sure that they've been revealed at this stage.
Shadow Treasurer Joseph Lelang says the loan was a bad move and an irresponsible one.
Putting it to support the budget and pay recurrent activities, I think that's a waste. That loan should have never come in the first place. Of course, the PNG government is jumping up and down, saying that that's a very, very good loan, but it's not. The reason it's not is because it's going to be repaid back within 12 months.
Mr. Lelang says the use of loans for budget support is risky and harks back to poor practices of the 1980s.
And I'm very surprised that the Australian government has backtracked and is giving direct budget support.
Mr. Barker from the Institute of National Affairs says according to budget documents, Australia's loan will not be the last that PNG will be getting.
So the budget does actually have a very large increase in expected financing or borrowing. Instead of being what it has been for the last few years of 2 to 2.5 billion, it was 2.5 billion for this year that was forecast. For next year, they're actually envisaging 4.5 billion, which is obviously a very, very substantial increase in borrowing.
One area that's been generating plenty of discussion is education, with the government announcing that it's scaling back its fee-free education system, which means that from next year, parents will have to start paying half of all secondary school fees. Barbara Pagasa lives in Mount Hagen. She's got three children in secondary school.
For myself, I've been paying, so I don't see there's a free education. That's on my side because I've been paying, like you said, project fee or any other fees like that, we've been paying.
Lydia Kailap is an Australian married to a Papua New Guinean. She lives in Kimber, and she says families there will definitely feel the pinch with the removal of the fee-free education.
The average family, really, they're already struggling. They're finding it hard to even feed their children a lot of times. Now they're going to have to find school fees or take the kids out of school again once they grow up, and all of a sudden they're adults, young adults. They've got no education, they can't get a job.
Shadow Treasurer Joseph Lelang says parents are going to be hard hit and it's creating uncertainty about education for next year.
This policy should have been phased over 2 or 3 years.
By cutting back on fees, the government says the funding will instead go into a new loan scheme for tertiary students. But Mr. Lelang is unconvinced, saying more details are needed.
I think a lot of parents out there are very, very confused. They really want to know more, and I think it is only fair that the government must come out and start explaining how it will go about dealing with that.